You know, one thing that they do say that I still take with me is that my parents, like I said, came from a very poor section, and they worked very hard to get where they are. And my father always tells me, my mother tells me this too, is that we don't have any inheritance to leave you when we die. This is our inheritance to you. We want you to educate yourself. We want you to get the best education you can, because the knowledge you obtain is something that no one can ever take away from you. And that's what my parents tell me.
When I was younger, we used to take swimming lessons somewhere at a local park, and there's this little black kid that I was in the pool with, you know, and we're taking swimming lessons and stuff. And he was like wondering what I was. Okay, what are you? Are you like Chinese? Are you Jewish? Are you Korean? Vietnamese? And he never got around to saying, you know, Filipino. I'm figuring, doesn't he know that? Like, there are other, you know, cultures other than Chinese and Japanese, Vietnamese. And he never hit it. He never got Filipino. And then when I told him, he was just like, oh, and kind of left it at that.
He didn't tell me much. I mean, like, all I know is he joined the Navy to come here, and then I know he was treated badly in the military, I guess, because it was new for Filipinos to be there, and I remember my sister told me this, but I guess I was too young for them to tell me, but I think she said that some guys were telling them they need to be, like, all they could be were cooks, too. That was another thing. Like, when they first came, all they could be were cooks. Like, he's a cook in the military, and then, I don't know, some guy told him to do something. Like, stuck my dad's head in the trash can or something. I mean, I don't remember much about it, but my sister told me this a long time ago. I think they were just picking on him or something because he was different.
I don't understand why it does, that it bothers me, why old school Filipinos take it on like that. That it's like okay to date a white person, but it's not a sin, you know. It's like a double take, a double look when you see a Filipino, whether it's a guy or a girl holding hands with someone who's black or someone who has darker skin.